Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com. Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Hi, everybody. This is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy project, and we are doing another segment of the How to Tour Italy radio show. We are here with my friend, Giovanni Benvenuto of Benvenuto Limos. So thank you very much for being a part of the project. I appreciate that.
Anthony, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to meet you and to spend some time with you. I had actually a great afternoon.
Oh, it's been wonderful, so wonderful. And the best part about this is Giovanni has been, Benvenuto Limos has been a part of the family for quite some time, right?
Anthony, this is, let's put it this way. I didn't start this, okay? 60 years in business. My granddad, the true Giovanni Benvenuto, started everything. I simply, together with my dad, when the granddad passed away, my dad carried on. Then I joined to my father. I didn't mean to do this because I started as a computer engineer, but to be honest, you know, the family in Italy, you know how it is. Family
sure.
is family, and
yeah,
when
yeah.
something is created from your granddad, to be honest, that was important to me. So we carried on, and that's it. That's where we are right now.
That's wonderful. And I know that you do lots of other things. I mean, it's the great thing about Benvenuto Limos is not only will they take you from point A to point B, but you offer wonderful tours. And for those of you coming in on cruise ships just for the day, Giovanni will pick you up at Civita Vecchia. So maybe we can talk a bit about
Let me explain you what we do. Of course, we do, let's say, the regular service from point A to point B, because we do that too. It's it's what is requested, we will do it. But what we specialize mainly is in tours and short excursions, because all the drivers get trained by guides. Okay, so it's not the regular driver, really, that drives from point A to point B. So these guys get knowledge from the guides. They started before they start to get on the car.
Sure.
And then they spend some more time with like one of our older drivers, and then they get on the car and they run tours for the clients. So in other words, it's like a city tour, but with your personal and private driver. Why it's good for the driver? Unfortunately, some of the sites like the Amalfi Coast or Rome, the sites are not next door to each other.
Right.
So you need to move around. So if you want to optimize your time, the best way is to have a car and a person is going to show you around. There's nothing best, let's say, to have a driver that is almost like, I'll use the American word, driver guide, okay?
Sure, sure.
Because that's what they are, in other words. We can't say guides because in Italy there is a distinction between a driver and a guide.
Right.
The driver, in fact, they can explain the sites until they have the clients together with them. So whenever the client is in the car, the driver can do whatever he wants and can tell you whatever he has to say about the area, history, fact, a tale about the area, he will.
Sure.
He will keep you informed, but he won't be able, because of the Italian law, to walk you through the site. In example, you get at the Colosseum, he cannot walk you inside the Colosseum, but at the same time, if needed, when we make the booking, you know, when we decide what you want to do, what you want to see, we will inform the clients, for example, about where a guide may be needed.
Sure.
And if they want it, we can take care of it. We have a team of guides that we've been using for the last 6 years, so we've been able to select the best ones. We will give them the good guides. We will suggest them. In example, in Rome, Vatican Museums, why go and pay a ticket agency 30 euros a ticket when you can buy the tickets online pre-reserved for 18 euros? So we will suggest where you can buy the tickets for Colosseum, Vatican Museum. In Florence, you want to go to the Accademia and the Uffizi, we will take care of the reservation for them. And, of course, once they are on the tour, if, like today, Alla Tagliata, many times the drivers are picking up people at the cruise ship in Naples and they want to have some authentic food. Here we are. Let's go Alla Tagliata, another restaurant that is very good. So they can suggest good restaurants. They can, if you want to go shopping, they can help you out to go to, I don't know, Prada, Gucci, Armani, if you can afford that.
Yeah, right? No, that's the best part. I mean, so just so everyone understands what that means. So you come in here, you come to anywhere, quite frankly, in Italy, right? Because you don't just operate the Amalfi Coast, you operate in Rome and in Florence.
Milan, Venice, you need a water launch, or if you prefer, if you're more familiar with the water taxi in Venice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we can't do buses, okay, in Venice. We will do that too, yeah, absolutely.
What's wonderful about that is you get picked up and you're with the guide in a very comfortable car, not only from point A to point B, but you have your own private driver that is also a tour guide. So what's wonderful is they know the ins and outs of Italy and will teach you and show you the best. So there's a couple tours, if you don't mind, Giovanni, I can maybe talk to you about.
Sure.
There are two things. One, you mentioned about a tour to Pestum with some...
The Buffalo Mozzarella Factory.
Yes.
I was earlier, we were talking about this tour because we were looking at some mozzarella and I started to explain... We do actually a tour that is unusual, let's say different from the others, from the Amalfi, also from Naples, because in the south part of the Amalfi Coast, let's be more precise, the south part of the Gulf of Salerno, so south of the Amalfi Coast, it's where they make the mozzarella, in the Eboli area, in that part. They make the true buffalo mozzarella, okay? So we suggest you do a tour over there. That includes the ruins of Pestum, that they are actually Roman, precisely Greek ruins, but they have a Roman facade on top because Pestum was took over from the Romans. That's why. Anyway, we do Pestum so that you can see the temples and all that good stuff, and then after it or before, of course, we can do like a stop of about an hour at the Buffalo Mozzarella, so you can see, you know, the water buffaloes, you can see how they make, they actually have a part that you can see how they make the mozzarella, so you can see actually how they chop the mozzarella and they make all these balls, or they make the trecce. How should I explain the trecce in English? You know, it's like pony.
Oh, yeah, 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 the ponytail. But
the ponytail, the one where you make the crosses?
Like a French braid, so it's like braided hair, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what what it is. They make all these funny figures. they show you how they make this, and then you taste, you know, a couple of mozzarella, and then you can actually, they have also there, because, you know, they have to kill, excuse the word, but they have to kill a lot of male buffaloes, because they, Anthony, you have to know that they keep normally four buffaloes. So the four, these poor guys have to make a lot of work with 350 women. So they keep the four best ones, and they kill a lot of males because the males doesn't give milk.
Yeah.
And so they don't need them. But they sell the meat and the leather. So now they open a little factory for leather there. So they do belts, they do all these kind of things. So the clients actually can see, you know, the little leather factory.
Yeah.
And they do yogurt with buffalo milk. And also you can buy all the cheese and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can, if you have a little fridge in the room in your hotel, you can get a box of cheese and put it in the hotel.
That's great. Now I learned something today as well, that the name mozzarella comes from kind of the process of how they make it.
Yeah, in Italian, the word cat, it's mozzare.
To cut.
Okay, so when you do the mozzarella, you have this big. It's incorrect to say a big pasta, but they have this big piece of mozzarella, okay? Then they have to shape it. And when they shape it, they use the hand and two fingers to cut a piece. And that word in Italian is mozzare. So mozzare, mozzarella. That's where it is coming from.
That's great. So that's the kind of stuff that you can learn taking tours with Giovanni and Benvenuto Limos and stuff. So Giovanni, maybe talk a bit, how do people find you online and help you?
People find us online. Absolutely, there is our website where they can get all the information. It's our website is www. I'll say it first and then I'll spell it. Okay, benvenutolimos.com. That is BENVENUTO and then Limos for limousine LIMOS.com. They can get us in Italy on an American number, so they can get they can pay for just a local call for them. It's a Los Angeles number, so it's 310-424-5640, or They can get us on the other numbers that they can find on the website. Our email address is info@benvenutolimos.com. B-E-N-V-E-N-U-T-O and then Limos, L-I-M-O-S.com.
That's great. And I'll have all of this information, by the way, on the howtotouritaly.com website so you can find and get a hold of Giovanni to arrange rides, whether you need them in Venice, Florence, Rome, Naples. You can get picked up in Naples at the airport or the train station and get driven anywhere you want to go.
Whatever. Just one suggestion I want to give regarding actually the pickup at the airport. We can pick you up in Naples and, of course, at the train station in Rome and everywhere else. In particular for the visitors of the Amalfi Coast, because many people don't know, some people, what they do, they work out crazy connection through Rome to get to the Amalfi Coast. Let me give you, this is a personal device. Of course, a flight is a flight and is always sometimes more comfortable than a car. But when you get to Rome, you have normally an hour to 2 hours layover to get the next flight to Naples. And there are not many flights to Naples.
Right.
And Anthony, as I told you, I'm back and forth from Los Angeles because, you know.
Right.
So, because of my girlfriend living there. Okay. So, sometime you have to spend 2 hours at the airport. Then you have another hour flight. With that amount of time, you can get a car.
Yeah.
To get you directly at the airport in Rome and travel directly to Positano, Amalfi, and Ravello. And do not waste any time and save actually some time. The difference in price probably can be of €100. And for that amount of money, honestly, just travel all the way down.
I agree 100%. Because let me tell you, if you've not been here, there is a reason that they had to tie Odysseus to the mast to avoid the siren's call of the Amalfi Coast. And it's because it's absolutely beautiful from start to finish. From the beach to the top of the mountains of the Amalfi Coast is amazing. And the food down here, specifically, we mentioned earlier before at La Tagliata, is unbelievable. And let Giovanni, from Giovanni, Benvenuto Limos, drive you around and be your guide, either himself or the people that work with him, because they're all grade-A folks. So my advice to you is this. Come down to the Amalfi Coast and spend – this is not a day trip area. This is stay for the week and dig in and see everything there is to see here, because the people are wonderful. The food is fantastic. The limoncello is just the beginning of it all, and it's very popular in the States. But the limoncello here, just so you know, it doesn't have that – too sugared taste like it does in the States here. It's very crisp and clean. It's wonderful. So what we're going to do now is end the interview, because I want to sit down with my friend Giovanni a bit and drink a little bit more limoncello, have a little bit of espresso. But thank you so very much for being a part of the show. It's been absolutely wonderful to spend the day with you today. And I look forward to making sure that lots of people that come as a result of the How to Tour Italy show work with you, because it's wonderful.
Anton, it's my pleasure for being here. Thank you for having invited me. I don't know. I'm very happy to have the chance to meet you.
Thank you very much.
At the same time, I'm happy to welcome your future clients and friends over here, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And this is Anthony Capizzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show on behalf of the How to Tour Italy project. And with that, Giovanni, grazie.
Ciao, Anthony, grazie.